Deadly Triangles by Margaret Tesler. Dedication for Wanda Crane, who cheers me up and cheers me on. Chapter 1. I tried to like Bimbo, which, when you stop to think about it, is the same as saying I never liked her. Was it because I didn't trust her? Doesn't matter now. Much as I disliked and distrusted her, I wouldn't have wished her dead. I especially wouldn't have wished her dead right there on our doorstep, so to speak. But there we found her, stabbed to death in our front yard. Well, not exactly our front yard. My husband, Ryan, and I were spending the weekend at Tio Roque's complex on Mustang Island, along with other members of our family. Ryan's parents were staying in one of the cottages, his sister Alana and her family in another, and his brother Leo with us. While out for a jog early Saturday morning, Leo discovered Bimbo's body on our lawn near the curb. He called 911 on his cell phone, and within minutes, two patrolmen arrived. They cordoned off our whole front yard with yellow tape. So for the time being, Leo, Ryan, and I were confined to going in and out our back door. Meanwhile, all our neighbors and relatives, most of them wrapped in bathrobes and sporting tousled hair, tumbled out of their cottages like clowns out of tiny cars. Other officers arrived and asked everyone a few basic questions. Then our family gravitated toward Ryan's parents' cottage while the police, EMTs, medical examiner, and various technical people finished their jobs. My name is Sharon Salazar. My last name, a gift from my husband, a name that doesn't reveal my Scandinavian Welsh ancestry. Although I'm an attorney, most of the trouble I find myself in stems from my private life and not my law practice. This was the case with Bimbo.